allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, again, welcome everybody. Next on the agenda is roll call, and we do have all council members here tonight. And then citizen input. If you'd like to address the council, please raise your hand and come to the mic right over here and give us your name and address, and we'll give you up to 5 minutes. And first on the agenda was Arvind Grayhall. Are you here? Oh, okay. You want to come up to the mic, Sean?
Welcome, Mayor and Council. I'm Sean Logan, President of the Othello Chamber, 1005 East Hamlet, Othello. Arvind Grayhall couldn't be here tonight, but he is here to make an invitation to the mayor and the council and city staff who would like to attend his ribbon cutting ceremony that the chamber is promoting. That time is Wednesday, the 21st. That's a week from this Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. There'll be a chamber ribbon cutting at 11:30. That's at the Waterhole 17 Exxon that has just been completed. Our own Ken Johnson's going to be doing hamburgers and hot dogs for that event. That's what Arvind tells me. Is that right, Ken? They're raising money for the food bank at this event. And he's going to also have radio station 99.3 KDRM present. He plans to put on quite a show and a splash to begin his new business here in Othello. So I would encourage everyone who has time to attend.
Okay, next is Michael Crozier. I do not see him. Is there anybody else that would like to address the council? Just raise your hand and I'll acknowledge you. Okay, since nobody's raising their hand, we'll go to the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
Make that motion.
Second.
Dina first, Ken Kaler second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. And that passes. Do I hear a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Make that one.
Second.
Okay, Mark Snyder first. Charles seconded. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. And then that passes. Okay, current business. 4.1, approval of contract addendum with Code Publishing for legal review. Nacelle?
Mayor, City Council, so are we on, Spencer? This actually item was brought up at the workshop a week ago, and it was the consensus of the council to go ahead and bring this forward for authorization tonight. So just to give a little bit of a background, the legal review will be performed by Code Publishing, the city's codifier, and the code will be scrutinized for vagueness, fair notice to citizens, free speech infringement, danger of selective enforcement, equal protection in view of fundamental rights. We'll be receiving a written report, which will look very similar to the one that Spencer has got up tonight. What I like about this one, because there's various ones that they'll do, is this column on the very right where it calls for action. So depending on what the issue is, the council can decide whether they want to create an ordinance to change it, or whether they want to perhaps, you know, look at it. It may not be that important to them. Look at it at another time. So, but this is what the legal review will kind of resemble when we're finished. It should take 4 to 6 months. The cost for it is $2,500, which is very reasonable, and we'll have a document that we can work off then. So I would entertain a motion to authorize the mayor to enter into the addendum.
Questions? Discussion? Okay, do I hear a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the contract addendum for the legal review of the OMC?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Gina first, Dan seconded. Further questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, then that passes. Thank you. Next is 4.2, approval of contract addendum with Code Publishing to provide links to ordinance tables in OMC. Ms. Al again?
Right. This was presented at the workshop last week, and again, the consensus of the council was to bring it forward for approval tonight. This is where when we submit our ordinances to Code Publishing for codifying, we submit not only a Word document, but also a PDF. So they have both sets, and we have been very consistent in the naming of our PDF files. And what they'll be able to do is actually provide a link electronically so that when you, say, would go to the ordinance number 1305 here, the hand would come up over 1305. It means that there's something underneath it. And you would actually be able to open up the ordinance right there on the screen. And so this should be helpful not only to citizens, but to the department directors, council, people who want to take a look at how that ordinance may have affected the code. This particular one that Spencer has highlighted here actually changes more than one title of the code. So rather than opening up each individual code, this will be able to open up the entire ordinance, and you'll be able to just look at it in one spot. This will help not only not going to, say, the paper file, but just having everything all in one place. So it should be a useful tool. And again, this is with $75 an hour. Margaret, the owner of the company, said that because the file name was so file names of the ordinances were so consistent that she thought she could do it for 3 hours or less, and then it's a $75 a year hosting fee, which is quite reasonable, I think. And as the city passes ordinances, they'll be linked as well, so it'll be an ongoing service.
Motion to authorize the mayor to sign the contract addendum for Code Publishing to provide links to the PDFs found in the ordinance tables of the OMC.
Make that motion.
A second.
First, and Johnson second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, and that passes. Thank you, NSL. 4.3. Adoption of Resolution 2013-19, Use of Facilities by the Hispanic State Softball Tournament 2013. Molly.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The city has received a request from Charles Garcia for use of Lions Park in conjunction with his rental of the Lions Park Athletic Complex to host the annual Hispanic State Softball Tournament on Saturday, August 24th and Sunday, August 25th, with setup taking place on Friday, August 23rd. Mr. Garcia is the tournament director, and he has requested use of the park in order to expand the facilities that are available to those attending the tournament, and to also provide space to allow for his entertainment that he's booked to set up and to be in the park while the tournament is going on. With this, we have also gone forward with setting up his tournament rental for the Lions Park Athletic Complex. And so with that, we will have two public works staff on hand for 8 hours each day of the event in order to take care of the fields and make sure the facilities are kept up, bathrooms are stocked for those in attendance. So due to the estimated attendance of 150 to 500 people in Lions Park for this event, Mr. Garcia will incur the $200 special event fee, which will allow us to cover the costs incurred for extra trash containers put into the park and to the complex, as well as portable toilets and the landfill fees that go along with that for those extra toilets or extra trash cans that are being provided. And then along with that, he will also incur a $1,000 fee for a use of the athletic complex, which is an $800 weekend fee for use of the fields and $200 for the concession stand. So with that, we just ask that the council approve the resolution 2013-19 for use of city property by the state Hispanic softball tournament.
Discussion, is Charles able to vote on this?
No, I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
I'm going to abstain.
Abstaining?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to make sure. All right, any discussion? Charles abstained from the vote. I move to adopt Resolution 2013-19, authorizing use of city property for the Hispanic State Softball Tournament.
Make that motion.
Mark first, Eugene seconded. Any questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, and that passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Molly. Okay, unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business? New business? Okay, we have an executive session next. The council will now adjourn into an executive session pursuant of RCW 42.30.110G to review the qualifications of an applicant for public employment. The executive session is expected to last 20 minutes. No action will be taken during the executive session. The council will reconvene prior to making their decision. So I'll need everybody to leave, except for Anna, the city attorney. And we'll go into executive session for 20 minutes.